Coach's Insight continues, an opportunity to talk with Atchison head football coach Jim Smith that is powered by Amberwell Health. Another victory for his squad last week, 51-22 at KC Schlegel. Now, 6 wins in a row after the first loss of the year to St. Joseph Lafayette. Coach, your team obviously playing very good football right now. When you look at the game last week against Schlegel, obviously a game you were down early in the second half, but you score 6 unanswered touchdowns to cruise to that win. You know, what was the most impressive part of that comeback victory?
Well, we kept our composure. Like that, we were down early in the game. We really weren't playing well, and then we went at halftime, had a little discussion about the things we needed to do, and the kids really stepped up.
How about the running attack again? Over 330 yards and 6 scores combined. But it all starts up front with the offensive line. How has that group kind of gelled and progressed throughout the course of the year?
Well, they're really challenging each other in practice, which I think is making a big difference in our game. And they just seem to get better every week.
When you look at kind of where you're at in the districts, 4A East is where you guys are sitting right now, 6-1 overall. There's only 2 teams in front of you right now. That's Chanute and Baser Linwood, who's one of the top teams in the state all around. But obviously you're in a good position in trying to put yourself in the best possible position come the playoffs next week. But, you know, obviously with the importance of a league title this week, but not only for the postseason, just the importance of this game this week.
Well, I think it's going to be very important that we play well going into next week. We will be hosting a home game, first round of the playoffs. And as far as our league goes, if we could get the win this Friday, we will be league champions. So kids know it's a big game, and again, positioning, like you said, is very important.
Yeah, a win would be the outright league title. A loss would be a tie for the league title. So a piece of it's there, but I think the outright league title is obviously something you'd rather have than a potential share there. But let's talk about the opponent for this week. It's KC Washington. They snapped a 3-game losing streak with a win last week at KC Turner, 36-15. Their 3-game losing streak, losses to Wyandotte, Wamego, and just mentioned Baser Linwood, one of the best teams in the state. But KC Washington, you know, the challenge is there, and what are you going to see from them on Friday?
Well, I think you're going to see a very physical ball club. They like to pound it right at you. They have some great athletes on the edges, and I expect a good ball game.
You talk about momentum and, you know, taking the district and the league title out of everything, just – obviously, the importance of going into the postseason with some momentum is obviously a big key. So when you talk about the keys this week, what's it going to take to get that win and keep that momentum into the postseason?
Well, I think the first thing we're going to do is not turn the ball over. We got to take care of the ball, and the kids have really done a good job in that. And then defensively, I think if we can force them into passing, I think it's going to make a big difference in the game.
That's Atchison head coach Jim Smith joining us here on our Coach's Insight, brought to you by Amberwell Health. His team, 6 straight wins. A win against KC Washington this week would secure the outright league championship for 2021, and obviously in a good spot looking into districts next week and into the postseason. But, Coach, it's been fun throughout the regular season. Of course, we'll talk to you next week before the postseason matchup. But good luck on Friday, and we'll talk to you soon.
Thank you very much.